And they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord, for he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today, in this octave of the Feast of Corpus Christi, we are invited to reflect upon the profound mystery of the Eucharist, where we encounter the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the consecrated bread and wine, and also to celebrate the life of a godly saint, Barnabas, who demonstrated wonderfully in his life how the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ translates into consolation in our life, in our context, and in our society. The Feast of Corpus Christi, which was celebrated this past Thursday, June 8th, holds deep significance in the life of the Church. At this feast, we commemorate the institution of the Holy Eucharist, a sacrament that sustains and nourishes our souls and unites us to Christ and strengthens our bond as the body of Christ. Corpus Christi essentially means body of Christ in Latin, and invites us to enter into a deeper understanding of this mystery and how to respond to it with humility, with reverence, with veneration, and deep gratitude. In the Gospel of St. John, we read Jesus' very words about his body, which gives life. He says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them." In the Gospel according to St. Luke, we read that during the Last Supper, Jesus took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." St. Paul in the Epistle to the Corinthians says, as well as a revelation from the Lord, in words that we have come to know as the words of the institution in our liturgy, says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner, he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.'" In our Anglican tradition, our view of the Blessed Holy Eucharist isn't merely memorial or symbolic of Jesus' sacrifice at the cross. When we read the words of the Holy Scriptures, especially Christ's own words, we understand them to be true and substantial presence of the true and substantial presence of Christ himself in the bread and wine through the power of the Holy Ghost. The words of the priest are transformed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our very Lord Jesus Christ. It is a mystery that surpasses our human comprehension, but calls us to embrace it fully with faith, joy, and thankfulness. After all, Eucharist means to be thankful. The Eucharist is an act of immense love and thankfulness to our Lord, in which we commune with the Holy One himself, hence Holy Communion. Because it is his blood and his body, it is also an invitation to share in his divine life and a means of uniting ourselves with him and with one another. After all, we do not come individually to the altar to partake communion. We come together as a band of believers, as a body of Christ. You know, when Vern over there during the time of the administration, when he comes forward and invites, he doesn't say, row number one, please come forward. And then when they are done, row number two. No, no. We all come together to commune corporately with our risen Lord. It is through this encounter that we are transformed, that we are rejuvenated, that we are renewed and empowered to live as disciples of Jesus Christ in the world. This very day we are given the example of a saint who reflected this reality in his life, Saint Barnabas. Saint Barnabas holds a special place in the history of the church. And his story offers great lessons for us as we strive to live our faith in the world today as part of the body of Christ, as part of those who believe in Jesus as the resurrected Lord, those who partake of his body and his blood. Barnabas, whose original name was Joseph or Joseph, was born in Cyprus and was known for his generosity and deep faith in God. In the book of Acts, we learn that when the early believers in Jerusalem were facing persecution, Barnabas went and sold a field that he owned and brought all the money to the feet of the disciples to support those in need. His act of selflessness and compassion earned him the name Barnabas, which means son of consolation or son of encouragement. Barnabas was a true disciple of Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost, and he played a significant role in the early spread of the gospel. When the Apostle Paul sought to join the early Christians, many were skeptical of him because of his past as a persecutor of the church. What do you mean that Paul, who used to kill Christians, wants to become part of us? Barnabas was there. It's him who took a leap of faith. He embraced Paul and became his companion in ministry. Barnabas saw the potential in Paul and encouraged him, helping to bridge the gap between Paul and other believers. One of the most remarkable qualities of Barnabas was his gift of encouragement, hence his given name. He recognized the talents and abilities in others and used his words and actions to uplift and support them. Barnabas encouraged the new believers of the church in Antioch. He mentored and strengthened the young church. He even stood up for this man who we know called John Mark. See, John Mark had previously abandoned him and Paul when they were on the missionary field. Paul and Barnabas and John Mark were doing missions. And John Mark at one point said, you know, I cannot continue with you all. I have to go back home. And Paul wasn't so pleased, but John Mark left. Then later on, John Mark came to be filled with the Spirit again and wanted to join them on the missionary field again. And Paul was like, no way. After what he did to us last time, he isn't coming back. But Barnabas was there as a bridge between John Mark and Paul. And he encouraged Paul, please let this man come back. Although that didn't happen again. Although we know, according to the epistles that Paul has written, that they were reconciled, John Mark and Paul. And I, in my own opinion, that seed that Barnabas planted, that encouragement, giving people second chances, was a gift that he had as a saint, and that's why he is a saint today. Saint Barnabas also reminds us of the significance of unity and reconciliation within a church context. When conflicts arose between the Jewish and Gentile Christians, in Acts chapter 15, Barnabas played a central role in facilitating dialogue between these two camps. He sought to build bridges, to bring people together, recognizing that their common faith in Christ was stronger than any differences they had. He understood that being grounded in the knowledge of the resurrected Lord, the same man whose body and blood was shed in order for us to become part of that body, that common denominator that we have, that common faith, is far greater than any conflict that we may have. As one who would have partaken of the breaking of bread together with fellow believers, he understood that the church is able to create resolution and unity within itself. In a world divided by so many things, we can look to the life of Saint Barnabas to remind us that we are one body in Christ, and that unity is a goal, should be our goal. In this octave of the Feast of Corpus Christi, let us reflect upon the profound mystery that is the Eucharist and its implications on our practical day-to-day lives. Much like Saint Barnabas, who would have understood it to be the body and blood of Jesus, and that interpreted into his everyday life, in how he went about bridging the gap, just like Jesus Christ himself bridged the gap between the sinners and God the Father. May we be equally challenged to go forth and do the same. This is a call to personal sanctity and a reminder of the great responsibility we have as the body of Christ. The Eucharist challenges us to become living witnesses of his love, his mercy, his compassion in a world that is so often self-centered and self or self-fulfillment. Let the life and legacy of the good Saint Barnabas remind us that we are called to be encouragers and reconcilers and ambassadors of Christ in the world. May we follow in his footsteps and by God's grace make a positive and lasting impact on all those that we encounter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.